Lay it all on the table.
No, you can't wear that. That's too revealing. And remember,
no judgment,
no hesitation,
no filter, and just
lay it all on the table.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Lay It All on the Table podcast. And I'm your host. My name is Erica.
It's Mark.
Therese here.
And Eduardo.
And if you are new to our show, one of the hosts brings the topic to the table and the other host doesn't know anything about it.
No idea. I don't know shit.
I don't want to reveal anything.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking a lot about those today. So if you guys have enjoyed this podcast and you like listening it, please like and subscribe to all podcast platforms, and you know, the support and the like that you give us gets a long way. The more likes, the more shares that you do, the more reach for us. So
give
thank
us
you
love,
everyone.
People. Yes.
Let's just go to our first segment.
Yes. Have you ever?
Oh, yes.
Hell no.
Maybe.
Have you ever had a secret crush on someone who was completely off limit?
Oh, does celebrities count?
Yes. So like a friend, significant, or anything that maybe has like a boyfriend or girlfriend or celebrities.
Okay.
Mark?
I mean, name all celebrities. Not all
Shawn
celebrities.
Mendes.
Shawn Mendes, biggest crush.
My ex.
Your ex-husband. Yes. I mean, up to now, especially right now, with this new ad that he had with Tommy, I'm just like, man, this man.
Man, this man.
I don't know. But yes, crushing on him. But you know, he's off limits. But I don't know. You know what? I'm going to maybe sign up on Raya, maybe meet him there.
Yeah.
And you know, the rest would be history for us.
Wait, so you said Shawn Mendes?
Shawn Mendes, yes.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That all-American Canadian man.
Oh.
It's not fully American. But Tommy Hilfiger is an American brand.
Did that make sense? I don't know. But okay.
But he's Canadian.
An all-American Canadian man.
Y'all know what I mean.
Mine is I had a crush on my teacher.
That's awesome.
And he was my Muay Thai teacher. So he was like muscular and buff and was like teaching us. And I was like one of the best students. Like he would look at me and be like, Therese, you're doing really good. And at the end of the semester, he gets to pick like maybe four people to like compete the other class that the other teacher teaches. And then I was picked as one of the four. And I was the smallest one of them all, okay? And I was like, I'm small. Like, she's really big. And he's like, it's okay. You got it. We trained for this.
Wow.
So I was one of his favorite, but he was really hot and good looking.
Oh,
you're crushing on him?
I was 19.
She was already in college.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So legal?
So you could have definitely done your teacher.
What was the name of this professor?
No idea. I forgot.
Erica was going to be doing research on this.
Let me check. No, JK.
I knew someone in college who slept with their professor.
I mean, honestly, that's like a fantasy. That's kind of hot. Depending on the teacher, of course. You know that really famous like math teacher on Instagram?
Oh, I don't know. Is he a model?
He's a model. Like, oh my goodness.
I've seen
him. It's like a Greek goddess teaching you math. I won't learn a thing. I'll be too busy looking at you, sir.
That's a motivation right there.
You could look at it that way. That's probably a better way to look at it.
Yeah, some people definitely. I mean, actually, the person I knew, it wasn't their professor, because I guess like that is illegal in college to sleep with your professor.
You get straight A's.
But their roommate was sleeping with a professor, but the major... The person sleeping with them, that wasn't where they were studying.
They're not in the class.
They weren't in the class. They were not in the
department.
How did they meet?
In the town, probably out in town or something. But anyways, her roommate did have him as a professor. So she came out from her room one morning and he's just there and she's like, professor? So that was very surprised. I just remember that. Anyways, that was a side story. But for me, I mean, yeah, obviously celebrities. Demi Lovato, someone like Hilary Duff.
Why are they off limits? I don't understand.
They're definitely not off limits. I mean, nowadays, I think
it
is
true though. They are not off limits. You're right.
If they're
not off limits, but I mean, I think off limits of like further, you know,
it's harder to
shoot your shot.
Harder.
They're not off limits.
They're not off limits. Yeah.
I mean, we have
sliding on his DMs.
We have like some story of a fan like marrying their number one crush with Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
Oh, true.
She's like the number one fan who stalked him.
That might be theory.
So do you have another answer other than celebrities?
No, I can't think of... Actually, I mean, in high school, like, but I guess it was not off limits. It was more that I think I would have been like out of their league, or at least I felt like I was out of their league. Like this person was just, you know, very popular. They were pretty.
You said you were out of their league.
Yeah.
Because they were popular.
Oh.
They were out of your league. She was out of your league.
Oh, I guess I'm looking at it the other way. Yeah. Like, I'm out of their league, but like, in the other way. Around?
Out of your league.
Well,
can it not work?
Confusion. Can it not work either way?
I think it could work either way, but there's just so many leagues going on. Like, I don't even know what league we're on now.
Point is.
Basketball league.
Point is, I feel like the person she would date would be more like a fit person, that type of thing.
Something
and like,
to
obviously,
have more like a higher social status, maybe.
Yeah.
Like in
And
that
we were
world.
Friends. We were really good friends because we did theater together. We did other things together, but we just never like that. But I never tried. So who knows? Maybe that was just me in my head. But like Could just be. Looking, I guess her previous relationships, I was like, oh yeah, like I definitely don't compare to that. But then you see these movies where like,
exactly.
So I don't know. I just never tried. But that's the only one I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Well, speaking of league.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to tie it into my story.
Yes.
Well, mine is an off-limits person. So when I was in high school, I was in freshman. And here we go again, back to high school stories.
Erica Smans.
No, this is a different one. You know, I just started in this school. I'm a freshie. And
ooh, freshie.
And then there was this senior guy. He plays basketball. He was in the basketball league. He also plays volleyball. He's like pretty much good at all sports.
Oh,
and he's handsome. He's popular. But he
Water
also
sports.
Has a girlfriend. And they've been together for a while. And actually, up till now, they're still together. But every time I just like see him, I'm like, oh, this guy is so cute. But he's off limits.
Well, at least now you know, looking back, that you. Good thing you didn't make a move because clearly they were meant
together.
For each other.
Yeah. It's crazy. They're still together. I think they're already engaged.
That's good. Good for them. I mean,
after
like people that find love at such a young age and able to build a relationship and, you know,
but then it can be
really
tricky because then you don't experiment. Maybe at one point you get to a point where you're like, I didn't get to try other things.
Other
I didn't
men.
Get to do other people.
In your 40s.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same.
So it's tricky. And some people never get that feeling. And that's fine. You know, there's nothing. But I feel like
that's where it's
a lot of times it could lead to that where like you start questioning like, was that good? Mm-hmm. Was it okay that like this is my, you know, this is my high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like I didn't get to experience. Is this the best sex I've had? Is this the best it can get? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Questions.
Yeah,
it definitely seems to be like a midlife crisis situation that could happen later down the road for them.
Yeah.
So,
but at the same time, very cute.
It's a good story.
Heart
on
heart.
Paper.
Yeah,
cute,
yeah.
You know? Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Some high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
It's good to hear everyone's thoughts because I can relate it to our main topic.
Ooh.
Which, you know, like it's somewhat sometimes it's really hard to tell if that person is right for us or like if they're the one.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if we feel like they're the one, we try to ignore the red flags.
Oh.
Which, there's, you know, sometimes word. They're just like right in front of our faces. And I actually want to tie it back again to, you know, like trending events, like things that we watch recently, which Love is Blind, there's like a lot of red flags. And like, you know, in relationship, it's very normal to have that. So I'm just like curious if you guys have experience a type of relationship where there was some red flags or maybe your friend's relationship that you see that, you know, like it pops to you. and you would want to share? I don't know, like, are there any signs?
Oh, Mark, just remember when you were saying, you were questioning if you are the red flag?
That's true. Oh my God, there was that one episode where both of you guys were not in the pod.
Yeah.
And I was telling Threes, I'm like, oh my God, I've been single for so long.
Oh.
I started wondering, like, oh my God, am I the red flag? Am I, like, am I the problem? Like, am I the reason why I'm not getting into a relationship? Am I stopping myself from committing to another person? Or is it really just like me not finding the person?
And did you came to a conclusion?
No, we didn't. We pinned on it. Yeah.
Okay. We're unpinning now.
But I think one question that led up to that was that defining what a red flag is. And from, is it a red flag for someone to be single for so long? Like, is that a red flag for anyone?
No, it just happened that you're single and maybe you didn't want to commit to a relationship. I do have a list of like the most common red flags. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want me to like mention it?
Well, first, I mean,
should we just go, you know, like ask everyone and you guys could share?
I mean, first I was going to go off of Mark kind of wondering if he's a red flag. And I mean, as a friend, like I wouldn't, as a friend and like knowing you for so long and just seeing you in some of the relationships, like I don't think you're a red flag. Like, or at least like I'm the kind of person that's very easygoing and stuff. And like, you're just like, mm-hmm. I've never seen you be like the jealous type. I've never seen you like lose control or like you have any vice. Is that the word? Vice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vices. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any vices or anything like that that's like, oh. So I don't know. I would say no,
yeah.
But I'm also your friend. Right. So maybe.
You're a little biased.
And I'm also not inside the bedroom door. So I don't know. I don't know how you are.
There ain't nobody in that bedroom. That was the problem.
No, but like when you have been in, you know, like we haven't seen.
Maybe you are not the red flag because I also don't see that. Maybe you're just looking at the wrong people.
Because
that's what Therese was saying.
Yeah, because I feel like of all the people that you have dated, it was always just something about them that does not match against you.
Yeah.
And for me, sometimes you do still conform to what they need. So I'm like, you don't have to sacrifice yourself being with someone, you know, like you are an amazing person just the way you are. And if no one like gets that, like, I don't think they're like
worth
your time, you know?
See, there is this thing like in the back of my head of like, oh my God, there's something wrong with this person that I'm like, I want to help them fix it.
No, sir.
Maybe that's his red flag. Like
maybe
too.
That was my problem.
I think you're always looking for the people waving their flag, like their red flag.
Let me fix it.
Yeah. Now they can finally meet someone else that would be there.
You prep them
their
to find someone else.
History wise, that has been a pattern.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like I do this consciously, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Mm.
You have a type and they always have
problem. Personally, like,
I feel like you should make a list. And obviously, like, making a list, you're never going to find someone that 100% meets that. But
right.
I think you should definitely make a list of, like, where is this person in their life? Even, like, age. I feel like you definitely, like, your age range has been a little bit, you
wide.
Know,
it's a wide,
wide and stuff. And I feel mm-hmm. like maybe you should, like, shorten that age and stuff if you like younger ones. And that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But I'm just saying, I feel like right now, you literally dated 20-year-olds to, like, you know,
25.
40.
He has not dated no one 40.
It was,
no.
That was, like,
but, like, I just
quickie.
Feel one on their 30s, yeah.
So I think just making a list and then trying to find someone that at least meets some of those. Especially
true.
In the way of, like, where is this person in their life? Like, are they settled in their job, in their career? Because I think that's definitely an important one. Being something settled in career, because that means, like, okay, at least this person has a secure job. This person has a job that they're passionate about. They mm-hmm. love and stuff. How long have they lived in LA? I think that's something you need to look at.
Yeah, I think
stop finding people that just moved here or people that are in between here and other places. It's like, how long have you lived here? Do you have a lease? How long is your lease for?
For real, though.
And are you okay with dating three other people? Don't come in one pack.
For sure, that's always.
I don't come, as an entree. I come in a pack.
Exactly. Okay. Well,
but
I mean,
anyway, yes, let's carry on to the main topic.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, the mark, I mean, the main topic is like, how do you spot, you know, this red potential flag. Red flags in a relationship?
But I'm curious of your list.
Yes.
Read us your list.
Okay, well, we can go to my list. I have 10 lists of like red flags. Well, the first one, disrespectful or controlling behavior.
Yeah.
Second, frequent.
Maybe we should say we think we have it.
Frequent lying or deception.
Yeah.
Third is jealousy and possessiveness. Fourth is lack of communication or avoidance of conflict resolution. Fifth, unwillingness to compromise. Sixth is abusive behavior, whether physical, emotional, or verbal. Seventh, lack of empathy. Eighth, refusal to take responsibility for their own actions. Nine, constant criticism or negativity. And then 10, demonstrating patterns of infidelity or cheating.
Damn, there's only one thing that I could think of right now based from the list that you've given. This is like a recent story that I found out about somebody that she was in like an abusive relationship, and she basically had to do self-defense because her partner was abusing her, and she pepper sprayed her partner.
Oh shit.
And then the partner called the cops, police came, and then basically charged her of misdemeanor. Like, isn't that kind of crazy? Kind of, because it's like, she is defending herself. Like, I feel like that is okay. Yeah. And like, a lot of people carry pepper sprays these days, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I recently found out that they're actually illegal, right?
Really?
That I'm not sure of. Like, I'm assuming maybe, and that's why she was charged of misdemeanor.
I have that.
I mean, I think everyone should. It's like, even if it's illegal, like, I'm going to defend myself. But it's like, I'd rather live with a misdemeanor than, like, be in a coffin somewhere. Like, I don't know. You
Great
know?
Point.
Like, it's definitely, even if it's illegal. But, yeah, I mean, either that or sometimes it's because he spoke out first type of thing, which kind of sucks, and it shouldn't be that way. But obviously, he's the one that spoke, like, she's been in this relationship many, and like, she could have called the cops many times, but obviously she hasn't.
She
and it's
there.
Like, he was the first one to like say something and bring something up to the authorities and stuff. So maybe they're like, oh, so shouldn't be that way. And like, I think there definitely should be more research, because it's like, most people in relationships like that are definitely scared to speak up a lot of times. And I think it's
sad.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing, one of the lists that Erica also mentioned, I know someone from college that have a partner that is extremely possessive, that it's like, I can't even hang out with this person without her partner like knowing every single move that we do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh yeah, we're going to go to Starbucks. She was like, oh wait, I can't leave like your apartment because like, you know, my partner doesn't know that we're leaving. And I'm like, girl, like it's a little too much. And
that
I feel like
a lot.
That is something that like, you know, maybe you should leave. But, you know, we were like so young at that point that like, I don't know how to like, I don't want to like give her advices, you know?
True. It's like, who are you? Do you have any relationships, sir?
I was in a relationship at that time.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm
okay,
not going to
okay.
interject myself. But
was it here in the US?
Here in the States, yes.
Oh.
And then they, like, she ended up getting pregnant by him. And now I just don't see her ever at all. So I hope she's still fine.
I hope so. I mean, she has a baby. But
yes.
I mean, all those are definitely, I think all those are like red flags that I definitely are like big no-nos.
Mm-hmm.
Because
no-nos. Sorry,
but
I shouldn't be laughing.
Those are very like
extreme
though, but they could literally be hidden in subtle traits too.
Yeah,
like
it's very
being
true.
All of those things above, but to a degree, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do you say that that's a red flag or a green flag if it's not as extreme as the examples would say?
Do we have maybe like subtle red flags?
Well, I think all those. I mean, I think there is certain people that are that strong and you're like, okay, that's definitely a possessive person. But I think there's also like the person that is like, I'm not possessive, but in a way they like,
they trigger
my,
the other,
to make it seem like you're the one choosing.
They make themselves the victim.
Like you're the one choosing to to stay in, and you're the one choosing to do what they want or things like that. So it's like, in a way, they like play your mind, you know, to make themselves like seem innocent and seem narrative. Like you're the one that is
the problem. Thinking
these things like, okay, yeah, like maybe he's right or different things like that.
But it's like, how do you detect that?
I mean, it's tough. I think,
I feel
right.
Yeah.
I feel like having like another person seeing the whole story would be the most beneficial, because they're like an outsider looking in and you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, this is what you should do. And I feel like this is why giving advices to other people's like problems are easier than solving your own sometimes.
I mean, I think some people are more brave to like, give face people advice or like tell people like do this, then sometimes they might be in something like that themselves, but they're not as brave when it comes to doing it themselves.
I would say though, that if it's starting to affect you, you know, like as a person, it's like, oh, I'm sad again because this happened. Like you go to work, or let's say you go to work and you know, you're sad again. Like your friend's like, what's wrong? And like something happened between you and like your partner. And it's like a constant thing. There's definitely like something there. There's like a red flag. I've actually experience some of these in my previous past relationships. I think half of it actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a lot, most of them were possessive, most of them were jealous. Every time, you know, like they would kind of like put on like the conflict and not resolve it. It's like always like, okay, we're
like
gonna
they
fight
bottle it up.
And then we'll just make up, and that thing would come up again the next time. It's like the same pattern over and over again. But there was no cheating or lying, but there was that lack of communication. It's like a lot of controlling. That's why in my opener I mentioned like something about like not too revealing, because actually all of my ex-boyfriends, they wouldn't let me wear something that shows my cleavage for some reason. I don't know why. But they hate it. They hate when I'm wearing shorts, or like they
something
get
sexy.
Mad. Like I can't go here. Or like I have to like ask for permission. It's like, I don't know why. But those are red flags. But I didn't know at that time, because I was like holding on to that relationship. So I'm trying to like make it work. And then like if it affects me every time, because like I go to school and no, like I'll just be sad. Because like I'm talking to my ex and we're trying to patch things up and it's still not working. And then we'll see each other, we'll be fine. And then the next time it will be the same thing again and again. So
definitely red flag.
True. I have none of those, or at least I think I don't.
Okay, Mr. Perfect.
Eduardo's
not perfect, but I'm definitely not perfect. I think I have more of the subtle red flags. Like nobody's perfect. Mm. So I think I do have, but like those red flags that it's like, I mean, a relationship can work.
Like fixable ones.
Yeah, either fixable ones or just red flags. Maybe more of them are more of like pet peeves. Like I was actually going to say, I feel like one of my red flags, if I found out, even if this was like Demi Lovato, who I would like, you know, before I was like, okay, I would definitely would want to date her if I had the opportunity. Mm. But if I found out that she smokes cigarettes, like I'm like, peace out, girl. I can't do that. Yeah, that's a red flag. But obviously that's more of just like me personally, right. And just like I really don't like you know, the smell of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And just when people have to like leave dinner, leave a conversation, leave somewhere just to go out and smoke, like that's just I just don't like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's a red flag for me. And then one of the other ones is like family orientation, like if they're not like family oriented, like that's definitely a red flag. For me as well. But those are more of like, I guess my personal red flags when I'm like looking, or when I was looking for someone, and like when I thought of someone being like, okay, as my partner, like that's what I would think. Those were like two things that I'm like, do they have one of those?
And I think a red flag, for example, only happens if you're not willing to change, if you're in that relationship, right? Like you could commit any of these examples and be like, oh, I didn't realize I was doing it, just because you weren't aware, they weren't telling you. So like the whole point is just communication and saying that, hey, you're actually like hurting me in this way. So are you willing to compromise? And I think one of them is saying like compromise, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, if it happens again and again, even though you have that talk, it's just the willingness to like, they're never going to change. So am I happy with that? Or should I bounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm actually wondering, what is the definition of a red flag? Because I do, like, I'm wondering if a red flag is more of, I think red flag would be more of a trait than...
Yeah. About, like, a character of that person yeah. that they constantly do. And something to, you know, bounce off Therese was saying, it's like, yeah, if you're going to be, you know, in a relationship, like, you should be willing to, like, adapt and, you know, see how, like, you guys could better each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you guys detect those red flags, find a way to, like, work on it and see how you can eliminate that and work that relationship together.
Yeah, I think just trying to stay in that healthy, happy relationship. And if it's starting to, you know, like, you're starting to feel very unhappy about it, then there's something wrong and you probably need some checkup.
Yes.
So yeah.
Let's check up on this relationship. What is happening? Like, should I stay or maybe should I go?
Yeah. Don't bottle it up and blast it out later on.
Yeah. Based online, like, a red flag is really a term that is used, like, in social, or like, that social media has brought up. Like, it's not really a real thing of, like,
it's more like a lingo.
Yeah, because it pretty much just says, like, it's a sign that someone would not make a good romantic partner, or that they generally have a bad personality.
Mm. Yeah, so it's more like a character trait.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a something that just kind of has emerged with, like,
our generation.
Yeah, type of thing. But yeah, I mean, my wife is on the table, so do I have any of those red flags? Expose me.
Lay it out. Lay it all on the table, please.
I would say, out of all the examples, I think I fall as a culprit to being avoidant.
Mm.
And sometimes I would try to not talk about the topic and then just kind of just like, well, okay, we'll pretend nothing's happening. but the best thing about Andrew is that he loves to talk about it, and it's pushing me into talking about it more. It's not like I never initiate it, so he does it. So for me, I'm like, actually, I'm comfortable talking about it, but only if someone initiates it. So now I'm like learning how to like initiate it more and trying to, you know, like work.
But I'm wondering if for you is because more of like this is like your second main relationship type of thing. So it was something that you didn't have to do before.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're such an easygoing person. Like with friends, I feel like you would rarely have to have that type of conversation.
You would always
So I feel like you don't really
needed to do that. You're more of like a go with the flow type person, and like if it bothers you, I feel like you're like, oh, whatever, that's fine. Like,
but now that you're in a relationship, I think it's like, okay, like these are things that in a relationship you do have to talk about, and like you do have to. So, I mean, I think it's like I wouldn't be like it's a red flag because you do, like, if someone brings it up or something like that, I feel like you do talk about. You don't like continue to be like, I don't want to, you know, like get mad over if someone brings something up, like. Or at least that we haven't seen. Once again, we're not behind doors. I don't know.
But she wouldn't be the one to bring up a topic, you know, unless she's like, she's given a platform of like, okay, this is what's going on. Like, can we talk about this? Then she would do it. But, you know, unless that is something that probably bothered her, she wouldn't bring it up until that situation happens.
Until like at the
until
max.
Until you're boiled down and you're like, never mind, I'm going to leave now.
Well, that happened to me and Therese.
Oh,
I remember when we used to like work together and like something happened and like she was at her max. I guess not super max, but she like told me, she's like, this should be our last project for now. Like, I can't talk to you after this.
Well, Therese said that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was a big thing that happened to
a
Eric.
Big drama.
Oh, that time, yeah.
Understandable. That was a lot.
We'll talk about it offline because now I'm curious.
We've kind of talked about it. I think we've talked about this before.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, I would say that I was definitely jealous and possessive before. I feel like I got used to like my ex-partners being like that, that it got transferred to me.
Like you adopted some of it.
Yeah, most of like that trait, that like the jealousy and possessiveness. But no, I think I'm fine.
No, actually, Erica is like a lot more like she's not as
she used to be jealous. Really jealousy before.
Yeah, it's like I know that was my toxic trait.
Yeah.
Stay toxic.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, they were definitely red flags. But I guess, like, talking to her and like, actually...
Convincing her, it took a couple of times.
Like, it made me realize that she wasn't like that because that's how she was. She was like that because of her previous relationship. Mm. And it was like, well, this is not your previous
relationship. It's an awakening for her.
Yeah. I feel like, just from hearing her talk and telling me about her other boyfriends, like, I never heard, like, she was the one being like that in those relationships. But because of those relationships, she came into this relationship being like that. Mm-hmm. You know? So I was like, okay, well, that's not those relationships. And, like, I don't like that. And, like, I'm just, like, figuring it out. And it's like, then she realizes, like, okay, like, this is definitely
a different relationship. Yeah. And she had to, like, learn and adapt to
trust.
To it.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to have a really pretty girlfriend. And that's why they were like that to me.
I love that it went back to her.
I definitely do think that some of those things do come from insecurities on them, and, you know, thinking that it's like they have something and now they're like, someone's going to try to take her, or like, mm-hmm. I don't want to. So they become that.
I think my first main boyfriend, when I was in the first year, going to like second year, that guy was so, I was with him for 3 years. He was so possessive, jealous, everything. Like, he was like the drama of everything. Like, anyone that would talk to me, like, I remember we were in this foundation day and everyone's in the field. Mm-hmm. That person that was like trying to like flirt with me, he literally grabbed him by his shirt and like pushed him up to the wall. Like, all my friends and like classmates were really mad at me because like I didn't do anything. I'm like, that was not me. Like, it was him. But like, he brought in like some gangs from his like his classmates that has like frat.
What is this, Filipino West Side Story?
No, I'm serious. And then every time we would fight out in the streets, he would like pull my arm. And then he was the one.
Oh my god!
He would like hurt me. So that was crazy. That one was like the toxic
don't be that
one.
Toxic.
I just said toxic. I don't.
Yes.
Don't be toxic.
Don't be like that.
Yeah, that's intense.
That is, yeah. Wild and
crazy, crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you guys have anything else that you wanted to share? Anything to spot on red flags or any experiences?
Well, I mean, I did want to say that not for relationships, but like, there's definitely some friendship red flags in this table. I'm just like,
whoa.
And that's definitely not me. And if you're not looking for red flags, my phone number is.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you guys for sharing your insights on this and your experiences. And to our audience, remember that it's important to trust your instincts and not ignore these warning signs. No matter how much you may want you may want your relationship to work, you have to keep your eyes open and stay true to yourself, and you'll be in a path to a healthy and happy relationship. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to our last segment.
Work. We're completing this episode.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact. Fun fact. Fun fact.
All right, so for our fun fact, studies have found that people who have been together for a long time can start to resemble each other physically. This phenomenon is known as convergence, and it's thought to be due to shared experiences, emotions, and habits that can shape a person's appearance over time. So if you've been with your partner for a while, take a closer look. You might be surprised by how much you resemble each other.
Do we all look each other now?
Kind of. I think we really do, though.
We've been hanging out way too much together.
It's so true.
My college friends think that me and Eric are sisters, even though they know they were not. They're like, you guys look like you could be sisters.
I feel funny. Like even like Eduardo and Mark's hair are like similar.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're all quadruplets.
As long as y'all form into my body, because I don't know. It's any of y'all's bodies.
Oh, wow. Skinny legends over here.
Just because you're the tallest.
I would say that me and Eduardo, every time we would go out, like whatever I wear, like in terms of color, he's always wearing it. I don't know if it's always coincidence.
It's never on purpose.
Or it was just, oh, you guys are just wearing pink. I'm going to wear pink too.
Maybe you guys were just on the same wavelength.
True. Yeah. You know? I think me and Stormy look like twins.
I definitely agree on that.
Yeah. Like, I am 100%. Sure that Stormy came out of Erica because she just looks like us.
I think she looks like me.
I was just lost for words on that one. Like, what?
She,
I had a full on visual.
She's adopted.
All right, guys. So, well, that's it for our episode today. Thank you guys for tuning in to Lay It On The Table. We hope you've gained some valuable insights on how to recognize red flags in a relationship. And please don't forget to like and subscribe our podcast for more fun episodes. Again, my name is Erica.
It's Mark.
Therese here.
And I'm Eduardo.
Thank you, guys. And goodbye.
Bye. We'll see you later.
Find the white flag.
What's a white flag?
Lay it all on the table.